Collins says other countries block access to their consumers and put tariffs on U.S. products. And he says after many years of talking about free trade, Americans have ended up with something that is not fair trade.
It's cost this area thousands upon thousands upon thousands of jobs in Western New York for sure. And our president promised to put America first, make it in America, and tariffs will be part of it.
But the Clarence Republican says tariffs will likely be put on hold with Canada and Mexico until the North American Free Trade Agreement is renegotiated. In the meantime, Collins says, if prices go up, and as a result, more jobs are created in the nation's steel and aluminum industries, he says it will be a level playing field.
If everyone's paying the same price, whether it's auto companies or otherwise, you've got a level playing field, and prices may go up 2 or 3%, I've heard. Well, I've just said, I, for one, think part of the problem with our debt in this country today is that we have not had inflation.
Collins says modest inflation of 2 to 3% will help people earn interest on their savings, and he says it will help the next generation pay off the nation's debt with cheaper dollars. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.